bombs dropped on us. We didn't have a city destroyed like England was torn down and Germany was torn down. We've never had anything like that. We really don't know what war is to that extent. We had air raid alerts all the time, practices. I know before I went in the service, I was an air raid warden, and we'd have air raid alerts, and he had to turn out all the lights, and I was an air raid warden. I had to go stand out on the street corner and stop all the cars and make them turn off their headlights and walk around the block and up and down the street, being sure no light could be seen from coming from inside a house. And if I saw a light, I had to go up and knock on the door and tell them to cover their window. The light was shining through. But I mean, that was a game with us. It didn't have any a German submarine came up off Jacksonville Beach and put out some saboteurs, three or four of them, and they buried things in the sand down there at the beach and got into town and just kind of infiltrated, and they were supposed to blow up the post office, and they were supposed to blow up the city hall, and now I don't know how they caught those guys, but they did. They had a mounted patrol that patrolled the beach, horses, all night long. Up and down that coast, up and down. And I don't know whether somebody saw them come ashore in the raft or what, but they got the, they had fountain pen bombs, bombs made like a fountain pen, and they'd buried all this stuff in the sand down there at the beach. They got it all and arrested the spies or saboteurs before they could do any damage, but they did land out there. They, a submarine came up and put them off. And then there was a oil tanker blown up by a submarine right off the coast. You could see it burning from Jacksonville Beach. It was that close in. And I remember after that, the sand at the beach was just like walking in soft tar. You had walked down the beach, you had a cake of oil like that thick on the soles of your feet, and the oil and the sand mixed together, and it was years before that cleared out of the sand. But so that's only war damage this country had. We had it, we have it easy. We always have had.
I wonder if a lot of people talk about the United States as an aggressive nation. I've never.
We're not aggressive.
I can't quite understand that.
We're not aggressive. We're we might be conceited, and we certainly are complacent. When Pearl Harbor was attacked, we had no defenses at all. We had a small navy. We had no huge army, and of course, you're too young to. That was before your time, but boy, they started drafting them into the army, and they started building ships, and they started building planes, and they started training men, and we were isolated enough, continental United States, that you could rush and get ready for a war before you actually had to go. Fight it. But when Pearl Harbor was attacked, we had no defenses. We had no army, no navy, just small token affairs. We weren't in any position to fight a war. But by golly, the country, everybody in the country got ready and did what they had to do. I didn't want to go to war. As it turned out, I never did get to war, but I was in the service 3.5 years.